Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Lamed Zayin and Lamed Ches. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis on the sixth line with the words Chutz Mibal Tashchis. So we learned in the Mishnah Chutz Mibal Tashchis, Mibal Takif, Mibal Titame Lemesim. Women Achayev in all Loisase negative mitzvahs except for shaving the beard, rounding the corners of the head, and a kohen becoming impure to a corpse. And in all these three cases, women are exempt. Issi Omer, Af Mishum Layikru Karcha. Issi says they are also exempt from the issa of making a bald spot in their hair as an act of mourning over the dead. Mataima, what's his source for this? Layikru Karcha, Eshi Yeshnu Pasakan, Yeshnu Bekarcha. Benoshim She'en Lehem Zakan, Paturis Min HaKarcha. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Hey, they should not make a bald spot on their heads, and they should also not shave the edges of their beard. So whoever cannot shave their beard cannot make a bald spot. Because women don't have beards, therefore they are not prohibited from making a bald spot either. V'oimin hadar, bonim v'lei bonos, and another source is the pasuk in Dvorim, in Perek Yudalet, pasuk Aleph, you are the sons of Hashem, your God, you shall not make a bald spot. And this applies to sons and not daughters, the issa does not apply to women. Amr Beloza, noshim chayovois pekorcha, but Beloza disagrees and says, no, women are prohibited to make a bald spot. Mataima, what's his source? And we quote again the pasuk in Dvorim, in Perek Yudalet, pasuk Beis, Ki am kodesh ato la'ashem alikecha, echad anoshim ve'echad noshim. The pasuk then follows and tells us, for you are a holy nation to Hashem your God. And this applies, of course, both to men and to women. And therefore, the issa mentioned before of making a bald spot would apply to both of them. Ma'am b'kayim v'b'loza bonim. So what does v'b'loza do with the word bonim, which seemed to exclude women from the issa? B'shah shisol oisim retzene shel kodesh baruch hu, kruim bonim. When Yisrael are doing God's will, they are called sons. When they are not doing God's will, they are not called his sons. Rav mefaked le'ilein, debay Rav, Asi Rav hamnuna, mefaked lechevaya, pikadoin l'nishichem, kadhaven kaimen, armeisei do elhaven metalshen besarehen, shlo yavo l'dei karcha. Rav instructed his students that Raham Nuna had instructed, tell your wives that when they are standing beside their dead, they should not tear out their hair so they don't come to the prohibition of making a bald spot over the dead. Ad kame hi karcha, how large is considered the bald spot? Is tanai tani kol shehu, one writer teaches any minimum amount, is tanai tani kagris, and the other one teaches the size of a gris, which is a bean about the size of 18 or 19 millimeters in diameter. The first price that understands that any minimum amount, because the word bald spot implies any minimum amount. Manda ama kagris, nema kan kocha venema lahalon kocha, ma kocha amur lahalon kagris, afkan kagris. The second bison learns from the word bald spot in reference to Mitzayra, because it says in Vayikra, in Perek Yogimel, Pasuk Membeis, the same wording of bald spot. So just over there, it has to be the size of a gris in order to be considered saras, that it's leprosy. So here, in order to be transgressing the issa, it has to be the size of a gris, as we mentioned, a bean, which is about 80 or 90 millimeters in diameter. Rabbi Yosi bar Mamal, Kohenes Mutes Aseis Mechutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yosi bar Mamal teaches us that a female Kohen may leave the land of Israel. My timer, what's the source? Emel Kohanim, Loi El Kohenois. The pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Chof Aleph, pasuk Aleph, say to the kohanim, which means the male kohanim, but not to the kohanois, the female kohanim. And that's discussing the issue of becoming tamei. Otherwise, I could conclude that even a female kohen can't leave. And this can't be because the purpose of the issue drabonon to leave is to prevent tumah. And women kohanim are not prohibited from becoming tamei. Now, the Mishnah taught that a soita waves her own offering. And what a soita is, a woman who was suspected of committing adultery, she brings her korban mincha, her meal offering, as part of the process of proving that she's innocent or guilty. The kohen then places his hand underneath hers, and she waves the offering. Ask the Gemara, isn't this a repulsive thing that he should touch her hand when moving the korban up and down? And the Gemara answers, mevi mapa, he brings a cloth and puts it between their two hands. Ask the Gemara Veina Chaitzis, is it not a separation that would invalidate the waving? Maybe Kohen Zokain, the answer is we take an elderly Kohen to perform the waving with her, and the elderly Kohen is not suspected of having bad thoughts. V'afilu teima Kohen Yeled, and the truth is we could even be answering and talking about a younger Kohen, Ein Yitzhah Motsui Lashar, the Yitzhah is not a problem when it's only coming for a momentary act. Tani Reb Chiya, Motzei Soita Gidemes, Shnei Kohanim Magif Mal Yadea. The Braisa teaches Reb Chiya says, if a Soita does not have arms, two Kohanim perform the waving on her behalf. And now we begin a new Mishnah. Kol mitzvah she'ena tuliyah ba'aretz, neheges ba'aretz uvechutzlaretz. Any mitzvah that's not dependent on the land applies both inside and outside the land of Israel. B'choshi tuliyah ba'aretz, ein neheges ele ba'aretz, chutz min ha'ola v'akilayim. But any mitzvah that does depend on the land applies only in the land of Israel, except for ola, which is fruits of the first 3 years of a tree, and kilayim, the issa of mixed seeds. Reb Lezer Oimer, Afa Chadash, Reb Lezer says, even Chadash, which is the prohibition to consume new produce before the Oimer offering is brought on the second day of Pesach, this also applies outside the land of Israel. The Gemara says, Ksiv, Eilach Hukim Ha-Mishpatim Ha-Shetishmun La'asois Ba'oetz Atem Chayovim La'asois Ein Atem Chayovim B'chutzoetz. The Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Aleph, these are the laws and ordinances that you shall guard to perform in the land. And we learn from there, in the land you must perform them, but not outside of the land. So the Gemara asks the question, Adayin anu oimrim mitzvahs atulis ba'oretz, enin oigos ele ba'oretz, yochal afile mitzvahs she'enin tulis ba'oretz, lo yin oigos ele ba'oretz. One could still say that mitzvahs dependent on the land only apply in the land, but perhaps even mitzvahs that are not dependent on the land also only apply in the land. How do we know to make this differentiation between mitzvahs that are done on the land and mitzvahs that are not done on the land? Talmud Loima, the answer is from the Pasuk in Dvarim, in Perek Yud Aleph, in Psukim, Tezayin, through Yud Ches, Hishmu lochem pen yistel avavchem v'chora af Hashem v'goyme v'samtemes dovray eile afilu goylem. Beware of yourselves, lest your heart be seduced, and the wrath of Hashem will flare up. You shall place these words, and this means even in exile. So we see that mitzvahs are to be performed even when the Jews are in exile. And therefore this limitation that we mentioned before must be specifically talking about certain mitzvahs, and those are the mitzvahs that are dependent on the land. They are only done in the land of Israel. But sometimes devar eile alochem v'anashchem my israch. The pasuk says over there, "You shall place these words of mine on your hearts and on your souls." What is this referring to? And the answer is could go in tefillin, but Talmud Torah. The answer is, for example, to put on tefillin and to learn Torah. These mitzvahs also apply outside of the land. Ma tefillin v'tamot Torah she'ein and tuluyos ba'oretz noigin ba'oretz v'chutz la'oretz. Just like tefillin and Torah that do not depend on the land also apply outside the land of Israel. Af kol v'she'ein atoli ba'oretz ye noyeg ben ba'oretz ben b'chutz la'oretz. So too, all mitzvahs that don't depend on the land also apply outside of the land. And the Gemara asks, Me'ata mishaniglu ye peturim. Since the mitzvahs depend on the land did not apply in the exile, then even after the Jews were redeemed, which is the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, they should have remained exempt from these mitzvahs, because the Pasuk depended these mitzvahs only on the first time the Jews arrived in the land. And the Gemara answers, Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, in Perek Ches, and Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'yasu kol hakol hashovim v'goyme ad meme Yeshua. The entire congregation that had returned from this captivity made sukkos and dwelt in sukkos, because the children of Israel had not done so since the time of Yeshua ben Nun until that day. And the Gemara asks, V'lama Yeshua. Why do the Pasuk refer to Yehoshua as Yeshua instead of Hoshea ben Nun or Yehoshua? What's Yeshua? Hilabrid Rib Shmuel Bar Nachman Omar Pagam Akosov Kvoid Sadik Bekev Ripne Kvoid Sadik Beshaatoi. Hillel, the son of Shmuel Bar Nachman, said the Torah faulted the honor of this righteous man in the grave rather than during his lifetime, because the honor of Ezra was even greater in his return to Israel than the honor of Yeshua ben Nun. Hekish be Asam be Mei Ezra, be Asam be Mei Yeshua. We now compare the arrival of the Jews to the land of Israel at the time of Ezra to when they arrived at the time of Yehoshua. Ma biyosam bimi Yeshua paturim hayu v'nischayvu, af biyosam bimi Ezra paturim hayu v'nischayvu. Just as at the time of Yeshua, when they'd been exempt until this point from the mitzvahs that depended on the land, and when they arrived, they became obligated, so too, they had been exempt at the time of Ezra, but when they came back to the land of Israel, they then again became obligated to perform them. And the Gemara asks, Miman nischayvu, what was the level of this obligation they received at the time of Ezra? Was it min haTorah, from the Torah, or was it rabbinic? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Omar, he answered, Midvar Torah nischayvu, they became obligated from the Torah to fulfill these mitzvahs. Hadai dechsiv, because the Pasuk says in Dvorim, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Hei, V'aviyacha Hashem aleikecha el ha'aretz asher Yoshua avisecha v'yerashto. Hashem, your God, shall bring you to the land that your forefathers inherited, and you shall inherit it. He will do good to you and increase you more than your forefathers. Hekish Yerushascha Leyushas Avisecha Ma Yerushas Avisecha Midvar Teyua Af Yerushascha Midvar Teyua. The Torah compares your inheritance at the time of Ezra to that of your forefathers at the time of Yeshua. So just as your forefathers' inheritance was on a Torah level of obligation, so too your inheritance at the time of Ezra would also be a Torah obligation. V'tivra v'yabocha me'avisecha p'turim hayu v'nischayvu v'atem nischayavtem u'p'turim nischayavtem. He will do good for you and increase you more than your forefathers. They were originally exempt and they became obligated, but you were obligated, you became exempt, and again you became obligated. Avisecha l'heya aleihem or malchus v'atem afapishyesh aleichem or malchus. Your forefathers did not have a Gentile king rule over them, but you returned even though you had a Gentile king ruling over you. Avisecha l'nischayvu el acha yud dalet shana sheva shekivshu v'sheva shechilku, aval atem rishon rishon koine u'mischayev. Your forefathers only became obligated in separating Tumas and Maisus after 14 years, 7 years of conquering and 7 years of dividing the land. But for you, one by one, you acquired and became obligated in these mitzvahs. In all these ways we find that Hashem did good to you at the time of Ezra. Amr Beloza, me'elehoin, kiblo alehen, esamas, as Beloza disagrees, and he says, they accepted upon themselves to take tithes of Tumas and Maisus when they returned at the time of Ezra, there wasn't a Torah obligation. Ma taima, and what's the source for this? We quote a pasuk in Nehemiah, in Perek Yud, pasuk Aleph, v'chol zois anachnu kosim, amana, v'choismim, v'goyme. But despite all of this, we are making a faithful covenant and signing it, And it also says later in Pasuk Lamed Ches, and we will bring the first of our dough and our separation portions of the fruits, etc. Mamakam Reb Lezer, what does Reb Lezer do with the previous Pasuk of Es Bechoyres Bekareinu V'Saneinu, and to bring the firstborn of our cattle and of our flocks? And the Gemara answers, Mekevan Shekiblu Aleihem Dvorim Shleihoyu Chayovim Aleihem Afilu Dvorim Shem Chayovim Hel Aleihem Amokim Kilu Me'aleihem Kiblu Aleihem. Once they accepted upon themselves things that were not obligatory, Hashem viewed even the obligatory things as if they'd voluntarily accepted them upon themselves. Ma'amakam Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina v'chol zois anachnu kosim emana v'choismim. So how does Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina learn the earlier pasuk that we had in pasuk Aleph of, but despite all of this, we are making a faithful covenant and signing it, etc.? Mekevim tekiblu aleihem b'sev ponim yofois hela aleihem amokim ki lemeileihem kiblu aleihem es amasas. Once they happily accepted them upon themselves, Hashem viewed them as if they'd even accepted upon themselves the separation of Tumas and Maisus. And the Gemara asked, Ma'amakayim Reb Loza me'avisecha. So how does Reb Loza learn the word more than your forefathers in the earlier pasuk of Dvorim Perek Lamed pasuk Hey? Patalol Asil Lavoi, it refers to in the future, the Amr Bechelboy, Shimon Baba, Beshem Rabbi Yochanan, because Bechelboy, Beshem Abba said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Avisecha, Yushu, Eretz Zain Amamim, your forefathers inherited the land of the seven nations, Vatem, and you in the future, Asidon Lirash, Eretz, Shal Ese Amamim, you're going to inherit a land of 10 nations, Talti, Achwenasa, Elaine, Inun, the other three are, and we've quoted Pasuk in Bracious, in Perek Tezrov, Pasuk Yutes, Esakini, Vesakanizi, Vesakadmoini, the three nations of Kini, Kenizi, and Kadmoini. We now quote a second opinion as to who these three nations were, the Yuda Amma, Shalmaa, Auvaya, Navtaya. The other three nations are Shalmaa, Arabia, and Navtaya. The third opinion is the Shimon Amma, Asya, Rastatya, Dalmesek. Asia, Astatya, and Dalmesek. The fourth opinion, Reb Loza ben Yaakov, Oime, Asya, v'Kartigna, v'Tukia. Reb Loza ben Yaakov says it's Asia, Kartigna, and Turkey. And the fifth opinion is Rebbe Oime, Edoim, u'Moyav, v'Reishis b'nei Amoin. It's Edoim, Moyav, and Reishis b'nei Amoin. Those are the three extra nations. Me'avisecha, we quote again the pasuk of more than your forefathers, Hashem is going to give you good. Afapi shenigalu chazav nishtabdu, aval atem mishatem nigalim oid ein atem mishtabdim. Even though your forefathers were redeemed and they again were enslaved, when you will be redeemed, you will not become enslaved ever again. Ma'atayman, what's the source for this? We quote the pasuk in Yirmiyahu in Perek Lamed pasuk Vov. Shalu na'u u'ith yulad zachar. Ask now and see if a male has ever given birth. Just as a male has never given birth, so too you, when you will be redeemed, you will never become enslaved again. And we go back to the Mishnah's discussion. We said that all mitzvahs that depend on the land don't apply outside of Israel, except for Ola and Kilayim. And Reb Lezer says, Chadash also applies outside of the land. Ma time of Rebbe, what's the source of Rebbe Lezer's din that Chalish does not, does apply outside the land? We quote the Pasuk in Vayikra, in Perk Chofkimo, Pasuk Yodalad, B'chol Moish Voiseichem, in all of our dwelling places. And we learn from there, Ben Ba'aretz, Ben Mechutzaretz, whether it's both in the land and outside the land, this mitzvah applies of Chadash. Ma Mekayim in Rabbanon B'chol Moish Voiseichem, how did the Rabbanon learn that phrase, B'chol Moish Voiseichem, in all of your dwelling places? The chadash shibay shiyatzal chutzas is a reference to chadash that grew in the land and was taken out of the land. Rabbi Yonah bar v'lamalo taninen afachala. Rabbi Yonah asked the question: according to Rabbi Lezer, why did the Mishnah not list also the case of chala? Amalei Rabbi Yosi lo taninen eladram shenoygim b'yisor v'noygim b'goyim. V'chala noyheges b'yisor v'ainen noyheges b'goyim. The Mishnah taught mitzvahs that apply to produce of both Jews and non-Jews, but chala is only separated from produce that was grown by Jews. Ma time, what's the source for this? And we quote the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chof, Reishis, or we say Seichem, the first of your kneading. V'loi shall goyim, but not the kneading of Gentiles.